Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network. I'm Roger Hunt. The first reading is from Isaiah 5, 7 through 16. Thus says the Lord, for the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah are his pleasant planting. And he looked for justice, but behold bloodshed, for righteousness, but behold a cry. Woe to those who join house to house, who add field to field, until there is no more room, and you are made to dwell alone in the midst of the land. The Lord of hosts has sworn in my hearing, surely many houses will be desolate, large and beautiful houses without inhabitant. For 10 acres of vineyard shall yield but one bath, and a homer of seed shall yield but an ephah. Woe to those who rise early in the morning, when they may run after strong drink, who tarry late into the evening till wine inflames them. They have lyre and harp, timbrel and flute and wine at their feasts, but they do not regard the deeds of the Lord, or seek the work of his hands. Therefore my people go into exile for want of knowledge. Their honored men are dying of hunger, and their multitude is parched with thirst. Therefore Sheol has enlarged its appetite and opened its mouth beyond measure, and the nobility of Jerusalem and her multitude go down, her throng and he who exults in her. Man is bowed down, and men are brought low, and the eyes of the haughty are humbled. But the Lord of hosts is exalted in justice, and the holy God shows himself holy in righteousness. The second reading is from Proverbs chapter 5, verses 1 through 15. My son, be attentive to my wisdom, incline your ear to my understanding, that you may keep discretion and your lips may guard knowledge. For the lips of a loose woman drip honey, and her speech is smoother than oil. But in the end she is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death, her steps follow the path of Sheol. She does not take heed to the path of life. Her ways wander, and she does not know it. And now, sons, listen to me, and do not depart from the words of my mouth. Keep your way far from her, and do not go near the door of her house, lest you give your honor to others and your years to the merciless, lest strangers take their fill of your strength, and your labors go to the house of an alien. And at the end of your life you groan, when your flesh and body are consumed, and you say, how I hated discipline, and my heart despised reproof. I did not listen to the voice of my teachers or incline my ear to my instructors. I was at the point of utter ruin in the assembled congregation. Drink water from your own cistern, flowing water from your own well. On this day, the 22nd of March, we commemorate Basil, the holy martyr of Ancyra. St. Basil strove in martyrdom during the short reign of Julian the Apostate, from 361 to 363. The saint was denounced as a Christian to Saturninus, governor of Ancyra, who, when Basil would not deny Christ, had him hanged from a post and scraped on his sides, then beaten and cast into prison. A few days later, when Julian himself came through Ancyra, the saint was brought before him and was asked to deny Christ, whom he rather confessed the more. Julian then had strips cut in his flesh so that they were left hanging from his body in front and in back. The valiant martyr tore one of these strips off his body and cast it into Julian's face. At this, Julian commanded that iron spits be heated fiery hot. Saint Basil's belly, his back, and all his joints were pierced with them, and he received the crown of martyrdom. Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts, used by permission, all rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and Lives of the Saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's Online Chapel Initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone, by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to Readings and Remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.